Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
All right, Jared, here's your chance of redemption.
Oh, man. Okay.
You tired from eating that fast?
Well, you know, I mean, the chicken quesadilla is it's sitting pretty good. The donut, not so bad. In retrospect, perhaps that 5 a.m. Whitefish salad was a mistake, I got to tell you guys. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, right now, my insides are moving around like Little Nas X in a music video. You know what I'm saying there? Holy moly. Seriously, I haven't seen a whitefish attack a man like this since a grizzled Robert Shaw. I mean, right now, my stomach is more jittery than an 86 Mets player during a 2 a.m. bender. Speaking of that, Mets, have you guys been watching this?
Oh, we have.
This documentary on the world champion?
Episode 4 had me literally on the edge of
What's
my seat.
What's it called? The
Once Upon a Time in Queens.
Once Upon a Time in Queens. Man, the 86 New York Mets. What a collection of players. Lenny Dykstra, Dwight Gooden, Daryl Strawberry. I mean, fascinating guys. But you know what? Not the most trustworthy of narrators of their own lives. I mean, the only thing you can rely on that came out of someone's from the 1986 Mets mouth is Keith Hernandez's mustache. But they were a great team, and many people throw around blame on why they weren't able to repeat in 87. Some say it was injuries. Some say it was ego. I think a big part of it was when the Mets had to forfeit 14 games that season when Shea Stadium was deemed unplayable after several players successfully snorted the third baseline. Let's move to the NFL, because what a first week of action with great games and storylines. Aaron Rodgers had a terrible game, and the Packers got destroyed. Now, everyone knows it was a tumultuous offseason for Rodgers, who made it known he did not want to be with the Packers. And look, guys, I'm not saying that he's trying to keep all his options open even now, but at halftime, Aaron was caught leaking cancel culture dirt on Ken Jennings and Mayim Bialik. elsewhere in the NFL, the Jaguars got dominated by what many thought was the worst team in the league, the Texans, and the Jags coach, already under fire, and many, many are linking him to the USC job, which is now open. And I'm not saying that he's passively, aggressively showing interest, but he did recently change his name from Urban Meyer to Beachside Meyer. R.I.P. Norm, by the way. The Raiders started the Monday Night Football season with a thrilling win over the Ravens, and perhaps no one was more excited than Raiders owner and Dutch boy paint spokesperson Mark Davis. Have you seen this guy, Mark?
What
Davis?
A dork!
Never seen him.
Well, he's got a look like very interesting haircut.
Oh.
Let me describe it for you. He looks like if John Gruden and John Daly had a baby.
Oh, gosh.
And then that baby melted.
Oh! It's so vivid.
Have you seen Mark Davis, though? He looks like the Raiders owner. You know, some people, they bring a fashion magazine, you know, to show the barber when they get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Davis brings a Victorian-era porcelain doll catalog. Seriously, Mark Davis has the only haircut that comes with a free pair of saddle shoes and an oversized lollipop. Locally here, the Cardinals have a big game. They welcome the Minnesota Vikings this week, and not just the Minnesota Vikings, but the return of Patrick Pettison. I'm sorry. Peterson. Patrick Peterson. Is returning. Yeah. Patrick Peterson, he feels kind of like a jilted lover right now, you know? He spent the entire offseason talking about the Cardinals. I haven't seen someone this obsessed with cards since Teddy KGB. And also, ironically upset because they would not pay that man his money. Now, in conclusion here, I got a few more things here I want to mention about our very own Dan Bickley. Because this is Dan Bickley's birthday.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, Jarrett.
Now, you are, of course, a great father, a great husband, a great talk show host, a great writer, a guitar player, and... a man of many talents. And you're getting older, Dan. We're all getting older. And look, I'm not saying that Dan's hair is salt and pepper now, but I did recently see it hanging out with Spinderella. But it is Dan Bickley's birthday, and you mentioned at the beginning of the show you don't really like or want the attention, you know what I mean? And I think you said it today. It might have been it was either on your morning drive show or your daily column. Maybe you wrote a song about it in the band that you started and performed. He doesn't want attention, though, guys, so just remember that. But we all love you, Dan. You're awesome. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Jared.
And in honor of Bick's birthday, I have been celebrating all week by having everyone I talk to telling me to shut up.
Shut up, Jared! Thank you, Jared. That's
Thank
very
you,
nice
guys.
Of you. Very nice of you.
Where else are you going to get a Lil Nas X joke followed right by Robert Shaw? Only
that was good. The Robert Shaw was fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah. You must be enjoying the additional laughter you are hearing during the
I love
sports
it. I told Sarah. Sarah is... So the week that you guys were off, when it was Luke and me hosting, I couldn't just do the sports kebab for Luke. My goodness.
Audience of one.
Bringing a bowl of oatmeal to talk to. So I requested that Sarah be... You know, keep her mic open during, and she has a wonderful laugh and a good sense of humor, so I'm glad I
do it for Luke.